At their October 13th meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education passed a motion to reopen all county schools to in-person instruction starting on Monday, October the 26th. The following day, we met up with School Superintendent Terrence Beam to clarify what this will actually mean.
When we had our board meeting, a lot of the board members were getting phone calls from parents, not just phone calls, but some visits, and I've been getting some of the same things about bringing our kids back to school 4 days a week. Mr. Gibson on the board had mentioned that there was 14 people he had names of that was asking him to try to get something done with this, and then the other board members all chimed in and had similar experiences with our citizens wishing to bring our kids back to school. So the motion was made to bring all of our students back on October the 26th, which is 2 weeks from this past Monday. That would give schools time to plan on getting the kids back. Students still must remain 6 feet apart while they eat because they are unmasked at that time. The stipulations were these. First of all, we had to get permission from our county health department to go down this road, which we did receive this morning. Second, students would be required to wear masks at all times, all grades, if they cannot social distance, including employees. And third, all students that are in virtual schools will be still allowed to stay in virtual schools if they choose. Now, one of the things that was not mentioned in the discussion was the students at Martinson Elementary, Martinson Middle, and Hillsboro, who have already begun, or in some cases completed, the reentry 4 days a week at those schools. This does not affect them in any form. I told the board that I would design a letter to send out to all five of our principals to communicate with our parents and explain their options. They still have the options to stay 2 days a week if they prefer, but they will be given the latitude to send them all 4 days if they choose. I'm going to be making an all call to the community explaining the situation. It'll be a brief announcement basically talking about this letter, which can be found on Allegheny Radio's website. We want to get our kids back to school. We have zero positive cases in Pocahontas County as of today, and we're green on the map. It's an ideal time for us to try to increase the number of days face-to-face, and our parents seem to want that.
One of the board members suggested that this might not meet the state guidelines for wearing a mask. Can you explain why that was incorrect?
Yeah, the reason was incorrect is because if you wear a mask, you are not required by state mandate to be 6 feet apart. If you do not wear a mask, you are. That's why on our buses, our students wear masks and they sit side by side, but they're wearing a mask, or else we couldn't get our kids to school.
The students at Hillsboro Elementary, Marlinson Middle, and Marlinson Elementary, who have already returned to 4 days of face-to-face instruction, are not affected by this. Is this correct?
Right, they're already 6 feet apart to start with. They came back under those stipulations. Now, I did have a principal ask me, they were having to move one class, I think, into a different location because of this, and they asked me if they would be able to move back into the regular classroom now, and I said, yes, they would, because now we've relaxed the restrictions a little bit, and so they'll be able to put them back into a regular classroom instead of out in the hall or in a gymnasium or wherever they happen to have been.
At last night's meeting, Mr. Rowley said he was considering bringing the freshman class back into 4 days soon. Does this board decision affect that?
It does change that. I think that the board is willing to work with the high school in maybe delaying the start if necessary, but they're still going to try to hit that October 26th deadline. But there's always room for a little bit of tweaking that we may need to do as we go along. But this will help all of our kids get back to 4 days a week, which we think is very imperative for them to receive the education they need.
I understand that the elementary students eat lunch in the classroom.
They do.
Now, if the class is so large that it is impossible to maintain social distancing during lunch, where they have to take the masks off to eat, how will that be addressed?
That's what Ms. Doolittle, our food service director, is working with our cooks and our principals. If it's in the classroom or in the library or gymnasium or wherever it happens to be, they still have to maintain the 6 feet apart to eat their lunch.
I think that clarifies everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.